everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 20th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Heroes Among Us. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, go.
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left.
Heroes Among Us was the 20th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on August 15th, 2009, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Peter Salmon. So now Judd has returned to writing the show, too. Which obviously makes sense since he's the new producer.
Your torque converter is the heart of your drivetrain. It is your best frame. And you have dirt as thick as a brick.
Number one, why is the captain there? Two, why is he not geared up? Wow. Who needs to morph?
Track my signal. Deploy backup. Pronto.
This is not good, guys. Just in time. Kind of amazes me how contained these explosions are, isn't it? Nice. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you too. Kaboom! Yeah, I really love that sound.
Colonel?
Come on!
This body has failed me for the last time.
Sequence complete. Plug in.
This body. Give it enough armor to take out the entire
afternoon, Rangers. You know, I've been a soldier all my life. In that time, I've seen a lot of bravery. But today, I witnessed a true hero. Jim, I'd like to present to you the Medal of Valor for the bravery you showed today in the battle against Vengex, the city of Karn.
Jax? Vengex? Really? Why?
Incredible! Thank you, sir.
Oh, no. Thank you, son.
Also, he's acting a little out of character from how he's normally been acting.
Leads us as we help protect the city every day, and the one time his dad notices, he gives you the medal. How do you think that makes him feel?
So he's upset that his dad noticed me?
No, Jim. He's upset that his dad never notices him. Scott, your dad just...
Don't make excuses for my dad. Over and over, I have tried so hard just to make him proud of me. You know, I just don't know what to do.
Come on, celebration lunch, and I am borrowing. Dylan, you're gonna hook me up with a couple of bucks.
Yeah, right.
Think he's gonna go? At least Jim feels bad about it now.
What do you want from me? That's right. You want a hero. I'll show you a hero.
You're just jealous because she gave me her number. It's simple. No, give me that back. Give me that back.
Her number, huh? That's funny, because this says drop dead.
Where's Scott? His car's gone.
He's probably just a wee bit upset, you know? Needs a bit of time.
I understand this and stuff, but didn't we kind of go through this earlier in the season with Scott? And now the somewhat calm Red Ranger is going to go do something stupid.
How in the world did you find me out here?
I followed your tire tracks.
Not bad.
I don't get it. You always say stuff like, stick with the team, man. And always have a plan, you know, and then you come out here. Why?
Why'd I come out here? Because it is the only way that my dad will ever... You know what? Who am I kidding? I screwed up.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I mess up a lot, too. Like with the whole metal thing, I never got one before, and I really like it. But if it upsets you, it's gone.
Oh, no, Jim, look, you deserve that medal. Absolutely. These footprints are human.
Huh. What's... We have a mystery on our hands!
Refugees, they must have escaped.
Run!
Let's get him!
No, wait! Let's get him. That's the extent of your plan.
Okay, maybe it's not a mystery, but... Uh-oh.
No one escapes that easily. Vendix is gonna blow a circuit when he sees the workers I've brought to the palace. Grab them!
We can follow them right to Vendix's palace.
No. They'll detect our biosignals. If we're gonna find Vendix, we have to find another way.
Cannon blasters? Rocket lasers? It'll be a masterpiece! This body will be able to handle your power, Master Vendix. You had
better be... Oh, this doesn't sound like it's going to be good.
Well. Come join the fun. For bravery, huh? You aren't so brave now, are you?
Even if you went out there, where would you begin to look for Scott and Jeff? It's like finding a needle in a hay barn.
You mean haystack, not barn.
No, Ranger Green. Searching a stack would be child's play, but a whole barn would be hopeless.
Look, okay, she's got a point, I guess.
But when they left, they put themselves in jeopardy. If we leave, we put the whole city in jeopardy.
Soldiers? I was with the 10th Battalion, Commander Murdoch. Corinth should be 20 miles due south. I'll get their attention.
No, sir.
You and your friend make a run for the city and send help.
No, you don't understand.
It's our only chance, son.
No, stop. Wait. Don't.
Uh-oh. This isn't good.
Such a good hybrid.
I don't think this is part of the plan.
Let's get him.
Excellent.
Ah! Hope it works. Couldn't let them out of the cut them out of the things first. Amazing, we seem to be back in the same quarry again. All the places outside of the city, and this is like the only place they ever go.
Some kind of soldiers.
Okay, everybody, into the back of the transport vehicle. As quickly as you can, please. Thank you.
Wait. Gotta find... my medal! I'll take that!
This is so exciting!
Yes, the dawn of a new day.
What a makeover!
Oh, dang. Something tells me something's going on here. That military guy may not be what he says.
Stop the entry. No one gets in till we know exactly who
at 80%.
That's plenty.
But master!
Out of my way! I will not wait.
Is that a Finjix transport?
What does an 80% download mean? Well, that was unbelievably simple.
Guys, come on.
Prisoners?
They must have escaped.
This way. Move along.
Come on.
Keep moving.
Okay, follow me. Follow me. Come on, this way.
Okay, following through.
Maybe this whole thing is a plan?
Follow me.
Oh, no, he's just looking for his sister. Okay.
Your sister.
She seems to be saying that a lot.
Go get a squad.
Yes, sir.
Commander. You know, we didn't think there were any more survivors out there.
Oh.
You're a lucky man.
He is real.
I was rescued by that young man over there.
You okay? He's going to yell at him for being reckless.
Doc.
Welcome back, Ranger Red. I trust you had a grand adventure. Unfortunately, it's time to get back to work.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Let's do it! RPM!
Ah, see? It's a Judd Lynn script. He skips all that whole morphing thing and stuff. It's like Turbo all over again. That was kind of cool.
Shields up. Let's move in. That's right where I want. Weapons at max.
Max. Whoa. Max power. Now we're talking.
Lock on target. Fire.
Right in the head. Oh, that didn't work. Did that just blow up the Megazord? Look at the eyes. I think he's crazed version of this robot. Why are the others not helping?
This is just getting fun.
Heads up! You want him? You have to go through me.
Scott!
Oh, they're still just laying there. Okay.
Give up. That isn't gonna happen, Vendix.
Use this!
Thanks, Jim.
Make it good.
Let's finish this.
I couldn't agree more. Time to rev it up.
What's he gonna do? Oh, okay. Well, that made it easy.
That was way cool.
How'd you do that?
Nice one, Jim.
That was amazing.
Nice work.
still work to do.
You're right.
Okay. All right, let's go.
This body has failed me. Get me out of here.
Yes, master.
You know that commander we picked up?
Yeah.
Said he was held in a prison camp where they were infecting humans with the Vengix virus, building hybrids.
That's him.
So, there are others like me.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Commander Murdoch and those other prisoners are only safe because of your courageous and well-executed mission. It's an honor to present you with the Medal of Valor.
Oh, he got his medal!
The city of Corinth thanks you.
Sir.
Something else?
Yeah, there is. Truth is, I wasn't on a mission to save anyone. I left my post without permission, and in doing so jeopardized my friends and the whole city. It wasn't heroic. It was, well, it was selfish.
He's gonna give it back, yep.
The day that I honestly deserve this medal, I will proudly accept it. But that's not today.
Very well.
But we're happy about this. Okay. That was a confusing episode. Alright, so it was good, but also not good that he did that. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for watching, listening, however. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers RPM, which is entitled Not So Simple. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.